According to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, home sales in 2011 were 0.2% higher than the year before. That may not seem like much, but Dave Clark, economist for the WRA, says that's considerable since 2010 home sales were pushed by federal homebuyer tax credits.
So to have gotten to the level of last year's sales, I think it's a good sign.
Regionally, housing markets in the southeast of the state saw a 17% increase in sales, with the Milwaukee Metro up 19%. Sales in western and central counties, though, remained flat with gains of less than 1%. While home sales improved, Clark says home prices fell by nearly 6.5% last year.
Our median prices are down, and you know that's in part due to the fact that we have some pretty high levels of inventory of homes that are on the market.
Clark says that's obviously bad news for home sellers, but for those creditworthy enough to land a mortgage, it's a buyer's market.
You got 30-year fixed rate mortgage rates that are in the 3.9% range. I mean, that's almost unprecedented.
Clark sees a slow but steady economic recovery happening in Wisconsin and says the housing market should follow suit.
If we continue along that path, I do think that we will continue to see improvements in terms of sales volume, and we'll start to see some stabilizing of prices and even slight upward movement in prices.
Clark says the first half of 2012 will be an important bellwether for the next gauge of the housing market's health. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.